Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, best-selling author, and Blog Talk Radio host. Today I want to talk about health and what it entails, because there are so many misconceptions and I would like to kind of eliminate some of those and give you the facts behind it. So the definition of health is actually the state of being free from illness or injury, and that's considered health as a noun. The word health refers to a state of complete emotional and physical well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Healthcare exists to help people maintain this optimal state of health. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, healthcare costs in the United States were $3.5 trillion in 2017. That's such a huge number. I am glad they spelled it out, because with all the zeros, I don't know if I could have read it. So $3.5 trillion in the USA alone in 2017 for healthcare. Crazy. However, despite this expenditure, people in the US have a lower life expectancy than people in other developed countries. This is due to a variety of factors, including access to healthcare and lifestyle choices. And in the medical news today, on April 19, 2020, it says, health is a resource for everyday life, not the objective of living. Health is a positive concept emphasizing social and personal resources as well as physical capacity. So that's just some of the definitions. And what I really would like to achieve today is give you some insight in how we can take care of ourselves to be in better health. So I have actually a few categories that belong under health. It's a person's mental or physical condition. It's also used to express a friendly feeling towards one or one's companions before drinking, or before drinking, something when you go out together, you usually take the glasses, lift them up, and you say, to your health, or skull, or prosit, or salute, or bottoms up. And there are a few more just to give you a hint of what is used commonly, but that is not really what health means. That's just a part of it. The most important factors, in my opinion, are a healthy mind, a healthy body, healthy nutrition, healthy hydration, and much more. So let me start with a healthy mind. Why is that so important? Well, if you had listened to previous episodes, you know that I am saying, and I have statistics for that, that at least 75 to 80-plus percent of all illnesses start with a negative mindset, with a poor mindset. And so the mind can actually create health or it can create illness. Therefore, I think, and I've experienced it with a very dear person in my life, that mindset can really pull the plug on you in so many ways. But when you take charge of it, oh my, health comes out and you start feeling better. So under healthy mind, I consider it as mindset, self-development, gratitude, being thankful, being grateful, and reading some books that help you. And I have actually made a list of the books. And if you want it, let me know, email me that you would like to have the list of the few books that I'm mentioning that have helped me and many others that I know. So one of them is The Path to Personal Power. Excuse me. Okay, nothing that water can't cure, right? So the book title again is The Path to Personal Power, and it's written by Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich. The second one is The Observer's Chair, written by Dave Blanchard, the CEO of the Og Mandino Group. The third one is Today I Begin a New Life by Dave Blanchard, same one, CEO of the Og Mandino Group. And I love that book. It has so much value, so much incredible information. The fourth one is Equanimity, Conquering Mount Entrepreneur by the Og Mandino Leadership Institute. And Dave also authored that, co-author of it. The next one, the title sounds really interesting, but the content in the book is so awakening, and it shows us so many things. I have read it twice already, and it's called The Monster Under the Bed, and it's written by Kim Fisk. So it's just all that we make out of things, whether they are or are not, it's in our head, and we believe it to be true, and how that influences us on a daily basis. The next one is The Freedom Parents by Samantha and Harold L. Preston Buck. And their story on where they were, where they came from, what they've done, what they've overcome, and who they are today with their beautiful children. An amazing, uplifting, encouraging story. Can highly recommend it. The next one is The 12 Shifts, Your Superpowers for Creating an Invincible Life, and that's written by actually my mentor, Jameel Frazier, and it is a bestseller already, and it is loaded with most important information that can help you transform your life from a life to an great life. So these are just a few. I have many more, but I just thought I'm going to mention those. So if you want the list, let me know, and I can email you the list, or you can just listen back again to what I said and go to, I think just about all of those I got on Amazon.com. Actually, I did. All of them are on Amazon.com. So amazing books that help with self-development. And yes, I can recommend them because I've read them. I am on the shift one from Jameel right now, and the others I have all read. So that's for the mental mindset. Gratitude. How do we start gratitude? Well, first thing in the morning when I wake up, that's just me. But it seems to work really well and much better than what I've done before. So usually I wake up just a couple of minutes before the alarm, which means my body is ready to get up. I say my prayer, and I express so much gratitude for a roof over the head, a good bed, clothes on my back, food on the table, water to drink, having a loving husband. I mean, all these things, being happy and healthy, those are things. Just a few of the many I am grateful for every day. And then I thank God for all the people in my life that I get to learn from them, with them, or teach them something. And it just starts the day with a positive mindset. And it actually carries through the entire day when we start a great way. So that's part of my gratitude. And then going to the healthy body doesn't mean a skinny body. Skinny bodies do not have to be healthy. They can be very, very unhealthy. But a healthy body includes exercise. And there's so many different things you can do. I started with walking a while ago, and then my feet got so bad that I couldn't walk anymore, so now I'm biking. And it's usually 8 to 10 miles, a shot every time I go. I like to go up even more, but I usually only have an hour before it gets dark when I can go, because I can't drive in the dark. I can't see. I'm pretty much as blind as a bat at night. So I need to do everything during daylight, which is just fine because nighttime is ready to start relaxing and getting ready for bed so I can get up in the morning and start a most wonderful day again. So my husband doesn't walk because he had an injury. So he does rollerblading, which seems to be working well for him. And we see people roller skating, and we used to swim, but right now with what's going on, there are no indoor swimming pools open to go and swim. So we've been resorting to the outdoors activities, which are actually even more fun and demand more body control and balance than swimming. So it is all good. Let's find the positive behind all the changes that we're going through. The next step is healthy nutrition. That doesn't mean you have to buy everything from a health food store. I would say, no, you don't. But you know what actually healthy nutrition is. It's divided up into different things, aspects. Number one, portion control. You don't want to eat too much. Do you know, I read once in the statistics that the size of your stomach is the size of your fist. Now make a fist and look at it. And then picture yourself eat your lunch or your dinner. How much more food is on the plate and how much more are you eating? Well, now ask yourself the question, is this healthy? And what foods are you eating? It's not that all foods are bad or all foods are good. You know, we need to take into consideration the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fibers, the vitamins, the probiotics, all those things that our body actually needs to function at optimal level. And so, actually, better. That's what I experienced for myself, because I was brought up to eat only 3 times a day, and that did not work for me because my blood sugars spiked up every time I ate, and then I didn't eat for 4 or 5 hours, and my blood sugars dropped so low that I got dizzy, and then I ate again, and because I was so low, I ate way too much, and my blood sugars spiked again, causing me to be a pre-diabetic. So, is that what I'm promoting? Absolutely not. What I am saying, it's better, and in my case, and in many people that I know and that I'm helping, eating 6 times a day is actually much healthier because you eat smaller proportions, you eat more regularly, you have a more balanced blood sugar, you need less carbohydrates because you eat more regularly. So you don't really put the weight on your waist and on your thighs and hips and all that stuff. It is more easily digested and you get more out of it and you can build more muscle, which uses more calories to sustain than fat does. So knowing all these things, it just really helps me. The more I help you, it helps me to remember what I need to do. And that's something that I really love, coming from the background that I'm coming from, having been in the medical field for over 57 years, I think. And I just go, I started with my aunt who was a head nurse in a clinic in a little hospital, private hospital, and I got to go in and help her in the office, and then she taught me how to start talking to patients and how to bring them this or that, like a glass of water or whatever. And so I was exposed to non-threatening procedures that helped in patient care. And then later on, I helped my uncle, who had his own praxis, and he did a lot of patient care there, unless he had to go up into the mountains. And sometimes he couldn't even go up in the mountains with the car because it was too steep. So he took a backpack and saddled his horse and rode up there to see his patients. And when they couldn't pay with money, he accepted a homemade loaf of bread or some corn that they had grown or something like that, because his philosophy was, I am here to help. And when I can help these people get healthy and feeling better and taking care of themselves again, that is already payment enough for me. Well, not many people do that anymore today. And that was many years ago. But he led by example. And when he was gone, I usually was able and allowed in my teens to help manage the office with scheduling appointments or postponing appointments or stuff like that. So I got to learn there too. And I'm bringing all that information with me to what I'm doing as being that passionate transformational health and wellness coach that I am today, because my heart is in the right place and I want to help all of you. So again, that was for under healthy nutrition. And the last one is healthy hydration. And hydration, water, or using water, anything that needs water needs to be hydrated. So when you plant flowers, if you don't water them, what happens? They fade and they die. When you plant a garden, be it out of seedlings or be it out of seeds, being out of already partially grown plants, well, if you do not nurture them and hydrate them and give them the amount of water they need, they die. What happens when they're out in the sun and the sun is shining down in its full, beautiful colors and hot? Do the plants need more or less water? I know you know the answer. Of course they need more. So let's relate that to our body. Our body, and I'm talking for females right now, the minimum usually is 64 to 100 ounces between getting up in the morning and about an hour or so before going to bed. You don't want to have to get up the whole night to go to the bathroom. So you want to get that in. So what I do is, before I even get out of bed, just as I sit up, I always have a glass or two of water right there on the nightstand. I drink a glass, at least one glass or two glasses in a row before I do anything else. Or one glass before I go to the bathroom, the other one while I do my business. And then I get ready for the day. And then within 30 minutes of getting up, I have my breakfast and I divide up my food every 2.5 to 3 hours. And with every meal, I have a glass of water. So I get my 64 ounces in easily. The other thing is, every time I go on my bike ride for my 8 to 10 miles plus, I have no water stand, so I can't drink while I bike. But the minute I get back in the car or in the truck to ride back home, because I don't like to ride my bike on the busy streets, I like to go in parks and nice places where it's safe and sound. But during that time, the 10 minutes it takes to drive home, I drink 16 ounces of water. So that really helps me. My cells are jump-started in the morning by drinking water, and then they help the organs to perform better. They help the blood circulation. They help everything we need. That is all part of health. So it's not just health insurance or health care or health this. It's actually, what do we do to be healthy? What actions do we take? What choices do we have? And I would say that everything boils down to the choices, the decisions we make, the self-care we do. I think I might have mentioned it. I got diagnosed with osteopenia, which is the precursor for osteoporosis. So it's not quite that severe yet, though my bones, when I hit them, they fracture easily. So now I have physical therapy, and I have exercises that I get to do every morning and every evening. In the morning, just when I get up, and in the evening before I go to bed. And I said, get to do, because I consider this a privilege. It's not have to do. If it's a have to, it feels like it's a chore. It's so painful. Yeah, of course it hurts, especially when I push to stretch a little bit more so I get more flexibility back. But it is a joy to be able to do it and to get healthier. That is great. Having self-confidence, the better I move, the better my balance is, the more motivated I am, the more activities I do, the better I feel. Man, can you tell how excited I'm getting? So, having shared the facts above, how much money is spent per year in the U.S. for health care, and it doesn't really do much because people don't know how to do health care themselves. They just follow the trend, what they were taught when they were little, and some of them don't even question if there is a better way of living out there. So because of that, I help people change their habits, their poor and bad habits, into healthy and long-lasting healthy habits, into a healthy lifestyle. And in order to know how your health, offer you a free 30-minute health goal assessment where we talk about that, and then I can give you some suggestions, which, of course, you have the choice to accept or not to accept, because at the end, you make your own decisions. I don't make them for you. I'm here to provide information, and I'm here, if you choose to accept my help, to guide you to a better, healthier lifestyle. But that's all up to you. So again, I offer everyone who chooses to take me up on this a 30-minute free health goal assessment where we can talk about your mind, your body, your nutrition, your hydration, and see if you want my guidance to get to a healthier lifestyle so you can live longer. You can see your children grow up. You can see them graduating from high school, from college, getting engaged, getting married, having grandchildren. I mean, all these fun things. There's so many clients that I was able to help so far with those things. And you know what? The best thing about it is I am so emotionally rewarded when I can help people to change their lives so they get out of it. And as I said, it's not a diet, which is the good thing, because I always say diets don't work. They're temporary. Yes, you might lose some weight on a diet, but what normally happens when you lose something? Let's say you lost your house key or your apartment key or your car key. What do? That's right. You go look for it again. Now, if you change your habits and you make it better and you learn and you stick with me for a while, you know, you're going to learn that that stop challenge juice that I'm always talking about when we get at the crossroads and we don't know, should I do this or should I do that? And what is the better decision? Then I always use the stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring my emotions under control. Then I challenge myself by thinking about why I'm feeling or acting the way I am and ask, is this really true? Because sometimes we have thoughts in our head that don't serve us, right? And then I get to choose the behavior that supports what I really want. And so I am just excited. I am totally excited. And health is one of my most favorite subjects. I think I could go on for hours and hours, but I limit myself. And I am looking forward to having some other guest speakers on with me for things that have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, that we can get healthy. Because as I told you at the beginning, the mind is actually the instigator whether or not we're healthy or sick. And if we need to go to the doctor, spend money for tests, spend money for medications, feel poorly, need extra equipment to get around, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it goes on and on. Or if we want to be in charge of our health in body, mind, and finances, that we can live a happy and healthy life to the end. So that's my goal for everybody. Please feel free to email me to dythomson@gmail.com with suggestions, questions, or if you would like to be on my show to contribute something, make sure you put in the subject line BTR and what you want to do. If it's a question or a suggestion or if you want to be on the show or whatever, put that in there. But make sure you put BTR for Blog Talk Radio in there, because all the first email is going to spam. So when I see it's a BTR email, I can fish it out. I check those every day. And I would love to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours upon receipt of your email. And the other option you have is to voicemail me or text me. I do not answer the phone because I only take phone calls by appointment due to all the work I'm doing. But you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And make sure you're specific there also. Say that. Tell me who you are, what your phone number is or email address is. And when you text, it's easier to put the email address down and why you're contacting me. And make sure you reference it to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, so I can get back with you with the proper answer and see how we can work something out together. All right. That's it for today. I hope I gave you some value with the information and the facts and experiences, and I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful week. Be happy and blessed. Stay safe. Stay away from the fires and be prepared for anything. Just depending on where you live, make sure you're safe and sound. And I wish you all the best. Until next week, goodbye and stay healthy.